प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। स्पेशल रोल ऑफ ब्रह्मा बाबा एट अमृत वेला, जस्ट एज अ मदर इज अ कैनपी ऑफ प्रोटेक्शन फॉर हर चिल्ड्रेन, सो टू फ्रॉम अमृत वेला मदर ब्रह्मा हैज बीन वर्किंग, लुकिंग आफ्टर ऑल द चिल्ड्रेन एवरीवेयर। इफ यू चिल्ड्रेन, it's you children who are the instruments in the corporeal form, but mother brahma as a bestower of fortune, bhagyadata, sees the fortune of every child and specially sustains you with special power, courage, zeal and enthusiasm. Father shiva is with you anyway, but brahma has the special part of sustaining you. Special role of Brahma Baba at Amrit Vela. Brahma Baba is mother. And what she does? She becomes the canopy of protection, Suraksha Chhatra. What she does? Looks after the children. Dekh rekh. What she does, she becomes bestower of fortune. Bhagyadata. And what she does, she sustains children with special power, courage, zeal and enthusiasm. These are the four works that Mother Brahma is doing at Amrit Vela. Providing canopy of protection, looking after children, becoming bestower of fortune, and sustaining children with courage, power, zeal, enthusiasm. These are unlimited things. Not possible when you are under the influence of body consciousness or limited consciousness. When the sphere of consciousness increases, expands, then only one can think about such things. All these are the effects of completion, of perfect stage. In today's Sakar Murli blessing, Baba said, invoke your perfect form and your perfect stage. Every Brahmin should churn on these two points. What is my perfect form and perfect stage? Baba said, invoke, Avahan, your perfect form, Sampurna form, your perfect stage, your Sampurna stage. There are no ups and downs here. There is no forgetfulness and remembering here. but you become a sparkling, lucky star. Those people desire to get rid of the cycle of life and birth, and you get rid of the cycle of wasteful matters. So perfect form, perfect stage. When you reach that perfect stage, that perfect form, the sensitive part of you becomes dominant, which otherwise remains hidden. And there is a woman hidden in every man, and there is a mother hidden in every woman, the manifestation of that mother. Is the process of completion. To attain motherhood is a great act of responsibility. Simply to become a mother is easy. Any woman can become mother. But motherhood is a higher thing. So Brahma, the mother, attained motherhood, the real motherhood, when he dropped the mortal coil, and from the vyakta form he became avyakta. All the limitations of the body were broken down. Now he sits up in his perfect form as mother, providing canopy of protection to the whole world, looking after everyone, becoming master, bestower of fortune, bhagyadata, and sustaining everyone with courage, with power, with zeal, with enthusiasm. It's a great responsibility to become mother. Why? Mother is the creator. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So at Amrit Vela, Baba does this job. So if Brahma is becoming mother at Amrit Vela, everyone should become mother at Amrit Vela. Becoming spiritual mother at Amrit Vela and sustain the world. And pregnancy is one of the stages of motherhood. Whatever mother thinks, the vibrations enter the child in the womb. If mother is angry, anger reaches the child. If mother is sad, sadness reaches the child. If mother is happy, ecstatic, the joy reaches the child. Mother should remain extremely happy during those 9 months of pregnancy, antenatal care. The whole world is in my womb. This is a very powerful Swaman. I am a mother. And I carry the whole world in my womb. Whatever I think, that goes into the abdomen. And the world child is within me. So, this is the great act of responsibility. My vibrations become the vibration of my child. And who is my child? This world. I am the mother of the whole world. If Brahma is the mother of the whole world, I am Master Brahma. I am also the mother of the whole world. You break all the limited barriers and you enter into the unlimited. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, renounce body consciousness. Become soul conscious. Baba has come to inject you with the injection of Man Mana Bhav. MMB. This is the injection. He is the eternal, imperishable, spiritual surgeon. No matter what you did till now, you could not achieve him. Now he has come, and now it is his order. Remember me alone, Man, Mana, Bhav. So just as Father is eternal, spiritual surgeon, Brahma is a spiritual mother. If Brahma is the spiritual mother who has come to sustain the world, who are we? We are no less. We are also spiritual mother, and we not just spiritual mother, pregnant spiritual mothers, who is carrying the whole world in her womb. My thoughts become the thoughts of the world. My sadness become the sadness of the world. The whole world is my child. I sustain the world. I am the Bhagyadata, master, bestower of fortune. I have to look after the world and I have to sustain them with courage. The world is courageless, diffident. I have to give them power. The world has become totally poor, powerless, weak. Every soul is weak. Every soul is timid, fearful, fearing death. The pandemic is around, hovering like a cloud on their heads. Give them power, spiritual powers. The more you become powerful, your child will become powerful. If you are weak, your child will become weak. And the training of the child starts in the womb itself. It's not that the child will come out and then the training starts. The stage of the mind becomes the stage of the child. The condition of the mother's mind becomes the condition of the child's mind. The psychology of the child is getting created in the womb itself. Yeah, scriptures give a lot of examples. So remain in a very powerful stage. As Baba said in today's blessing, perfect stage and perfect form. Invoke it. Come. My perfect stage and my perfect form. And motherhood is the ultimate flowering of human life. It is the blossoming of the flower of human life. You become mother. You reach the top. For you, then everyone becomes a child. And child and mother loves every child. If you want to become mother, three things are necessary. Or every mother, not just mother, even a father, should have these three things. First, don't possess the child. Don't feel that this is my child. The moment you say that you are mine, you make him prisoner. Let him remain free. The moment I say he is my child, I have created a prison for him. It is just like, this is my pen. My pen will stay with me. It's my mobile. It will stay with me. I am created barriers. He is an independent being. Let him remain independent. I will not force anything upon him. To thrust your desires upon a child's desire is not to become a good mother. A good mother means she doesn't possess. So the whole world is my child. I am the mother. My task is just to sustain, not to possess it. That is the most important thing a mother does. So mother means who takes care, who loves the child, but she doesn't possess. Because possession is attachment. Because possession means sorrow. Possession means expectations. Possession means you want something in return. Then the love becomes selfish. No possession. The first thing a mother should possess is no possession. Don't possess. You are not the owner of your child. You are just an instrument. He had to come in the world. You became an instrument. You are just a caretaker. Just a trustee, a babysitter. Just take care of him. Just move the cradle. That's it. That's your job. Second, be natural. Don't force anything upon him. Any religion, you are Christian, you are Hindu, this is the rule, that is the rule. Let him learn, let him grow naturally. That's a lesson a mother should know so that she can teach the child. Let the child understand things on his own. Don't force anything upon him. You can teach him morality, you can teach him good lessons, good principles, but then you cannot force. He will be inquisitive. He will be curious to know all the wrong things of the world, all the right things of the world. Let him fulfill his curiosity, but give him the understanding of right and wrong. Give him understanding, not force. Don't give directions, do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. You're not here for that. Let him fall down and learn on his own. Let him put his hand into fire and he will learn that it is such a terrible thing to get burnt. Next is third, treat him as a grown-up person. Don't think of him as a child. Think of him as your equal. Think of him as a guest who has come from God. He is a new person. He is an independent person. Don't think of teaching him. Rather, think of learning from him. He is a new person who has come. So there is some lesson he has brought for you. But every mother thinks that I will teach my child. Every father thinks that I will teach my child how to behave, how to become good human being. Who is the father who thinks that, let me learn from my child who has just taken birth? Nobody thinks. They also have many lessons to teach you. So, be a spiritual mother of the whole world. You are a spiritual mother just as Brahma is the spiritual mother. You are also a spiritual mother. You sustain the whole world. The whole world is yours, but don't possess it. Don't get attached to it. Remain detached. Think of him as an individual person. Let it grow naturally. Give everything whatever you want possible, whatever is possible from your side to this world. So that's why every morning at Amrit Vela, break the shackles of body consciousness and enter into the unlimited sphere of consciousness, and where you become mother of the whole world, not just mother, a pregnant mother. Where you carry the mother in the whole world as your child in your womb. And you have to suffer. A mother has to suffer for 9 months. It's not a great... 9 months are... It's a great time, long time. So, you are also carrying a world in your womb. Sustain it. Give it sakash. Give it pure vibrations. For that, you yourself has to remain in a very elevated stage. Never come down. In today's Sakar blessing, Baba said, ups, downs, forgetting, remembering. What is this? Why all this still? Reach your perfect and complete stage and complete form where you are a mother. To remain in that stage for a long time. I am here, up above. And this is very easily possible at Amrit Vela. You can do this. Stand up and see the whole globe down and move across the five continents. Europe, America, Africa, Asia, Australia. The other five continents. Become the mother of these five children. Go over Europe and pour purity. Go over America, pour power. Go over Africa, pour knowledge. Anything, whatever you want. Go over Asia, Australia. Give peace, give knowledge. This is your task. This is what you have to do. Keep on sustaining the world. Give it power, give it courage, give it zeal, give it enthusiasm. The world has become listless. The world has become, has lost the enthusiasm. People are in so much sorrow, in so much pain, in so much suffering. There is no end to their suffering. You are the only one who are without suffering. In your own intoxication. So today, what you have to do? Yesterday, what we did? Golden flowers of contentment falling upon me. Not just upon me, whosoever I see, golden flowers of contentment falling upon that soul. And today, the self-respect is, I am a spiritual mother. I am sustaining the whole world. The whole world is my child. And my thoughts have to be extremely high. High vibrational thoughts. Electrifying thoughts. Deep spiritual consciousness within me. Even if there is a trace of waste within me, I create that waste in my child. So remain in that higher consciousness. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Just as a mother is a canopy of protection for her children, so too from Amrit Vela, Mother Brahma has been looking after all the children everywhere. It is you children who are the instruments in the corporeal form, but Mother Brahma as a bestower of fortune sees the fortune of every child and especially sustains you with special power, courage, zeal and enthusiasm. Father Shiva is with you anyway, but Brahma has the special part of sustaining you. Om Shanti.